This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty, the outgoing commander of U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan. General John Nicholson says he believes there is an unprecedented opportunity for peace in that 17-year conflict. Nicholson said a three-day June ceasefire underscored a desire for peace among all segments of society.
We've also seen a clear progression in the Taliban's public statements, from their 14 February letter to the American people to their recent Eid al-Adha message, where Amir Haibatullah acknowledged for the first time that negotiations will, quote, ensure an end to the war, end quote.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has offered insurgents another truce, this one lasting perhaps as long as 3 months. The Taliban has yet to respond. As for the Trump administration's South Asia policy announced a year ago, the general said it's working.
The resolve indicated by the United States with a conditions-based approach, building on top of the conditions-based approach already articulated by NATO and then reinforced at the Brussels summit when 41 nations, the heads of state, all committed to a conditions-based approach where they extend security assistance out to 2024. This has affected the enemy's calculus.
Nicholson acknowledged there has been little change in the percentage of the population still under Taliban control. The insurgents, meanwhile, accepted a Russian invitation for international peace talks in Moscow next month. The Afghan government and U.S. have both declined. South Africa is accusing President Donald Trump of sowing division after he tweeted that the State Department should look into land and farm seizures and the killing of farmers. In its own tweet, the South African government said it totally rejects what it called the narrow perception which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past. President Cyril Ramaphosa is accelerating land reform ahead of next year's election to undo what he called a grave injustice against the country's black majority. This is VOA News. A man claiming to be Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi resurfaced in an audio recording Wednesday, urging his followers to persevere in their fight. The voice said the jihad continues. He said the flame of the battle has not been extinguished. The IS leader's last purported audio message released a year ago. His last public appearance was back in 2014. Russia says there is a high probability al-Baghdadi was killed in a Russian airstrike near the Syrian city Raqqa last year. Russia said Wednesday it sent over 63,000 troops to Syria since it intervened in the conflict in September 2015. Its air force carried out over 39,000 sorties that killed over 86,000 militants. The defense ministry statement made no mention of Russian casualties. President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, called U.S. sanctions against Moscow counterproductive and senseless. Those U.S. sanctions targeted the Kremlin for its actions in Ukraine, allegations over its interference in U.S. elections, and violations of U.N. sanctions involving North Korea. A year after hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims fled Myanmar, also known as Burma, following a security crackdown, the U.N. warned Wednesday more than 500,000 children, many of them in camps in Bangladesh, face disease and floods. Simon Ingram of the U.N. Children's Agency said education in Bangladesh is also a challenge.
They've always been very clear that when it comes to things like education, that is not their responsibility to provide a Bangladeshi education for Rohingya children. They want the Rohingya children to receive the sort of education that they would have got were they still in Myanmar.
While an estimated 700,000 Rohingya fled to Bangladesh, the UN said up to 600,000 still are in Western Rakhine State. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders Wednesday said the plea deal involving Michael Cohen, a former lawyer to President Donald Trump, reached with prosecutors Tuesday, does not implicate Mr. Trump in any wrongdoing.
I'm not going to get into the back and forth details. I can tell you, as the president has stated on numerous occasions, he did nothing wrong. There are no charges against him in this. And just because Michael Cohen made a plea deal doesn't mean that that implicates the president on anything.
Cohen pleaded guilty Tuesday to 8 criminal charges, including tax evasion. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday paid tribute to his late predecessor, Kofi Annan, who died Saturday at age 80.
He was an extraordinary statesman, a remarkable diplomat, an inspiring leader. But above all, because of his gentleness, of his warmth, of his friendship.
The Ghanaian-born Annan, the first black African to become Secretary General. More intrigue in Australian politics as Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull faces yet a new leadership challenge, perhaps Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.